Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 100. Can't believe it. Simple Triggers and the Taste of Health by Joshua Fields Milburn of TheMinimalists.com.
Get ready to maximize your potential with Optimal Health Daily, the podcast that brings you the best content in health, fitness, and nutrition 5 days a week. Your optimal life awaits. Now here's your host, Dr. Neil Malik.
Hello and welcome to another Friday edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I normally answer your health questions. But on this specific Friday, we're doing something a little different, especially because it's the 100th episode. My brother's giving me a little break today, and I'll be playing a health-related excerpt from an audiobook that he narrated called Essential, Essays by the Minimalists. Now, this is really special. I promised today would be special, so here we go. You can actually get that book for free if you get a trial with Audible from us. So if you go to oldpodcast.com/free, you can start a trial with Amazon's audiobook company and get any audiobook for free. And if you happen to cancel your trial before it's up, you get to keep the audiobook. It's a win-win. So again, you can get this book or any other for free. Just come by oldpodcast.com/free. Now, I know you're going to enjoy this excerpt from this audiobook, especially because it does relate to health and wellness. So with that, let's hear the audiobook as we optimize your life. An excerpt from the book, Essential, Essays by the Minimalists. Take it away, Justin.
Simple Triggers by Joshua Fields Milburn. There's a pull-up bar at the bottom of my stairs. My writing space is upstairs, so each time I head downstairs, I bust out 6 quick pull-ups. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. These 6 take less than 20 seconds, no time at all in the grand scheme of things. That's not the point, though. The point is each time I go downstairs, on my way to the kitchen, the shower, or the great outdoors, I do some pull-ups. One triggers the other. It's habitual. Now on an average day, I sneak in an extra 60 or so pull-ups. Every habit has its trigger. Most of the time we don't know our triggers, though, and much of the time we unconsciously trigger bad habits. Finishing a meal triggers a cigarette. Arriving home triggers hours of TV viewing. Incessant alcohol consumption triggers arguing with loved ones. We can, however, change our behaviors. Be it exercise or diet or even flossing our teeth, we can trigger positive habits using positive triggers. Small triggers create tiny habits that produce huge results over time. The right triggers can flip your life upside down in a good way. Descending the stairs is one of my simple triggers. What are some of yours? The Taste of Health by Joshua Fields Milburn. It's 2 a.m. and I'm hemming and hacking in a nondescript motel room somewhere in rural Georgia. The heater beneath the room's lone window thrums continuously. It's below freezing outside. Moonlight is sneaking through a crack in the curtains. Ryan is lying in the other bed, snoring lightly, wearing earplugs to shield himself from my late-night coughs. Fortunately, this is my last night fighting this battle. You see, I never get sick. Well, I never get sick unless I eat junk food, but I never eat junk food. Well, okay, I don't usually eat junk food, but I did earlier this month, a lot, and boy oh boy, did I pay the price. My diet is typically pristine. I avoid the bad food trinity, bread, sugar, and processed foods. Earlier this month, though, I gave in to all three, eating fancy desserts, artisan breads, and specialty ice cream. I figured I could indulge before starting our most recent tour. I was wrong, and I suffered accordingly. 2 days before leaving Montana, the minimalists were scheduled to deliver the keynote address at TEDx. On the eve of our presentation, though, I developed strep throat and couldn't speak without sounding like a poor imitation of Marlon Brando in The Godfather. I was able to pull through, however. The adrenaline, read fear, of the stage and its bright lights opened my vocal cords for a few necessary minutes. But of course, the problems didn't stop there. As Ryan and I set out on our 2,600-mile trek to Florida, influenza worked its way through my body. Every muscle ached. Misery permeated my existence for days. But of course, the problems didn't stop there either. As the flu worked its murderous course, a respiratory infection arrived at my motel doorstop, making it hard to breathe. Coughing kept me awake each night, and because a NyQuil was ineffective in muting my midnight coughs, I was grateful for the codeine a Nebraskan doctor prescribed. But of course, the problems didn't even stop there. When I woke after my first decent sleep in over a week, I was covered in hives. Turns out I'm allergic to codeine. I never felt itchier in my life. The 2 weeks previous felt protracted. Each interview for the book tour, every mile driven, each sleepless night, everything moved slowly. No one should feel bad for me, though. I take full responsibility for my bad choices. I didn't get sick. Rather, I invited the sickness in. When I established the conditions for a virus to thrive, the virus showed up and hung out, and invited unruly friends. Thankfully, I recovered by the time we made it to the Sunshine State, and now I'm back on the good food wagon. No food is worth feeling as nasty as I felt. Nothing tastes as good as being healthy feels. The decisions we make today are not evanescent. Our current decisions, even the small ones, influence our future selves. If we want to feel great tomorrow, we better make the right decisions right now.
When you're hiring, it feels amazing to finally close out a job search. But what if you could get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. You just listened to an excerpt from the book, Essential, Essays by the Minimalists. And again, that was my brother Justin from the podcast Optimal Living Daily, narrating the book for you and giving me a little break for the 100th episode. If you want a copy of the full audiobook for free, come by oldpodcast.com/free. And if you join Audible's free trial through us, not only do you get to keep the book, but you'll be contributing a little bit to the podcast and to the authors, the minimalists. Again, just visit oldpodcast.com/free to get the book and start a free trial. So we hope you enjoyed that free gift from us. That makes 100 episodes of Optimal Health Daily. I can't believe it. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for sending in your questions. Definitely keep doing that. I promise I will answer your questions next week. Thank you for optimizing your life with me. Here's to another 100 episodes. Have a great weekend. I'll see you on Monday's episode where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show, and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.